How's everyone doing? I think we should get started. I think small crowd from the core contributors today. They are actually, I think, five of the core contributors. They're in a call with Sotheby's at the moment. So they're syncing on that. So that leaves you with me and Vero. Vero, do you have your microphone working? How are you doing?
Yes, I was having some issues. How's everyone doing?
Can you hear you loud and clear? Where are you in the world now, Vero?
I'm in Mexico City for the next couple of months, so very excited to discover a little bit more of the cultural side of the city. Very trout art focused.
But awesome. Have you explored much of the art scene down there? Well, yeah, down there.
Yeah, down there. I visited a couple of galleries, trout art, a lot of painting, sculpture, and that's pretty much it. I'm going to be heading to an art week in a couple of weeks. And
there is a DAO member, I won't mention them by name, but there is a DAO member in Mexico City that I think works with a gallery / event space that was going to do something with Botto last year, but it fell through because of, I think, double scheduling.
Okay.
But I will matchmake you too, because I think that's a great person to meet. So, beauties of having a DAO, everyone's everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, had a bit of an open agenda for this week. Just want to give a head nod to everyone in the audience. If you couldn't make it today, of course, this will be uploaded with the very good help of Shardifty. And yeah, in terms of what I think relevant things to talk about, Sotheby's update, product update, I think flagging a little bit of what to come with D5, all the proposals that are in place on the way and or have passed. I think I'll flag a little bit about the DAO budget and roadmap discussion. I think we're on the cusp of publishing a couple of things just for the DAO to peruse. And I think it alludes to a lot of the direction that we want to set out for not only the artist, but also the platform and more generally speaking, not as a protocol. But yeah, I think one thing to flag was Simon was recently, last week, he spent half a week in California, Coinbase Venture Summit, chatting to many crypto founders. I think it was a workshop setting. And he had a couple of fantastic takeaways. I think more product and community focused. But one thing I think is worth highlighting is the notion of rituals, right? So a great example of a ritual within us of the DAO is the idea of leaderboard boosting. Now, we know that the leaderboard is available 24/7 in the new app. But I think conceptually, the leaderboard as an idea is, or rather that 24-hour boosting until the end of the round is still incredibly pertinent within the DAO. Voter activity, I think, is still heavily skewed to that ritual of coming in 24 hours before the round ends, checking out the artworks on the leaderboard and voting them. And it was a case of, at the summit, they were talking about productizing these rituals. Paraphrasing heavily here, but I think that's the most apt way of highlighting it in relation to what we're doing and what we should be doing, Botto. I think that was a fantastic takeaway, right? Productizing rituals. Other examples I think that popped up in a lot of the conversations were the likes of Wordle. I don't know if anyone here plays Wordle. I certainly do. And it's a very simple, once a day, guess the word with, I think, five letters. Or I think Be Real was another example. I don't know if you know Be Real. Basically a photo app. Snap a picture of yourself according to when a push notification is sent. I haven't used it myself, so a pinch of salt. There was another great example of a productized ritual and embedding the product into routine. So I think that translates generally to, in our case, voting behavior and what gets us as a DAO going to hop in to the platform, cast a couple of votes and or simply participate, right? Participation moves far beyond votes. And I think it will in the next few months as well, based on all the stuff that we're looking to release. Just wanted to flag that. I think it was a very interesting conversation. I think tag Hudson Sims if you'd like to know more. I'll see if I can share his notes. I have them somewhere on the computer. I think it's hyper relevant to what we're doing. That said, I also mentioned Sotheby's as a general update. Preparations are underway. There are, I think, 4 weeks left until the Sotheby's event, 4 weeks and a couple of days. The save the date are the 19th of October to the 23rd of October. So if you're in around New York, I'm not sure. I think there will be a Luma link to subscribe to. Long story short, Bada will be there. There will be, if I'm correct, a couple of artworks, 5 artworks up for sale, 3 primary, 2 secondary. But that's pending confirmation, so I need to double check that with Simon and stuff. But that's as far as I know. The team, the Sotheby's team, are working very closely with the core contributors, notably the likes of Mika, Simon, and Lauren, on promoting the event. So we're looking forward to seeing what it yields and what this does for Botto. I think we're all aware as a DAO that there's a PR firm working alongside us to generate a bit more buzz around the event and more generally around Botto, and that includes its concept. Yeah, I think that's the update, short and sweet. There are many other things I think I wanted to flag. V2 of the app. If you go to botto.com, you'll see the new artist site. You definitely have a browse there. There are a couple of pages to add still, but you can browse through all the periods in all their glory and get some context on each and every period. So there was a lot more to that was being archived and has been translated onto stories to tell about Botto the artist across the website. Let us know what you think. I know that Mika is looking to work alongside or bring in a couple of curators to have their say on their impression of each and every period. So she has more details that she'll share about that, I think, in the coming few weeks. With the website, the artist site being pushed, there is also the new app that was pushed to botto.com. It used to be you have to go to v2.botto.com to access the new app. That's no longer the case. The new app is the default app now. If you miss the old left and right voting, you can always go to v1.botto.com. So basically, we will deprecate v1.botto.com, the old app, in the coming few weeks while we iron out a couple of remaining bugs. For anyone who was paying close attention, it's Tuesday today. Monday night, there was an issue with rewards claiming, so V1 came very much in handy. And if anyone saw Vero's message, you could still claim on V1. That's since been fixed. A lot of this stuff is published in the improvement channel on Discord. If you are curious, definitely plug in there. And if you have any feedback or suggestions, there's a feedback channel that accompanies the platform section of Discord. So please share there. Always keen to hear what everybody thinks. Yeah, Vero, there's a question. What are your impressions of the new V2 app? What do you see? What would you like to see?
So I'm generally really excited about the fact that the experience is much more frictionless, continuous, and generally much better on mobile. It also captures the feedback we received a little over a year ago. I think that's great to see. And also really excited that we're not putting a lot more focus on iterating the product much faster and making the experience more gameful and all of the possibilities that opens up. Generally, just an overall much better experience. I don't know what people think. I think the feedback has overall been good. But this is just a start of that.
What are a couple of things that you would want to see still added to the app? This is a question just for everybody, but Barry, you happen to be on stage. What is the number one thing you really want to see implemented and that you think the DAO would take in full stride and absolutely enjoy?
So perhaps the ideas that come to mind are a bit skewed because I interact with it on a daily basis, but generally, making the connection with the gallery and with viewing the artworks, that experience a little more seamless. It's currently not so seamless. You have to actually know where the gallery is. So, but perhaps better answering your question is what the app could look like in the future. Perhaps something that the DAO has been talking about is giving feedback to Botto using natural language and giving it feedback in different ways, interacting with the images at a deeper level and in a little bit more interacting way than just a few clicks of voting. And something else too, I would be curious to think what people think. Perhaps adjusting the VP, the amount people spend on our works is generally a little bit, you have to go to settings, you have to adjust. There's the slider, it's not continuous or as continuous as it could be. So I would be excited for that to improve as well. Have a couple of merits.
Well, what do you mean by continuous?
Let's say you have 50 VP for the quick vote. If you want to change that, because let's say you want to vouch for a specific artwork, and this I'm speaking for myself, I do that a lot. I have to go to the settings that implies a couple of clicks on desktop, and on mobile it's even a little harder because it seems a little hidden because the screen is smaller. So that's what I mean there. And then the slider, same thing. The most recent improvement were if you had run out of votes and you use the slider or the quick vote has been fixed, but you don't have to go to the settings again to adjust the amount of votes that you have because it's less than the limit set. That's a great improvement. But I meant having to go to the settings feels a little heavy for me.
Yeah, I totally get that. I think Sync dropped a couple of comments. Hey, Sync. I think you dropped a couple of comments and you just raise your hand. I know that you posted, I think, some feedback in, was it curation or general? But I think it was about exactly this, right?
Yeah, it was in the feedback channel. Yeah, I think it would be nice. I think the slider, the settings, being able to adjust the slider is a nice touch. But I do miss on the V1 app, the flexibility on the V1 app of just like being able to manually enter, type in the exact number of VPs I want to allocate to a fragment. I think if there's some way to incorporate that into the V2 app, I think that would be very helpful. And also, I wonder if it's possible to potentially like merge, like you have the V2 app voting presentation as it is now. Is it also possible to embed in that some sort of, like how the V1 app had, where you had, you know, two fragments side by side and you would pick one, maybe something like that. I do miss that element of having to focus on a few at a time. And then whereas like right now I'm just like, it's all there. And I feel from a sensory perspective, I'm bombarded. There's so much to consider. Mm-hmm. If I have that structured, okay, here's two at a time or four at a time, or doesn't have to be two at a time, it can be four at a time, but just something that allows me to see a specific number of fragments, decide on what I like, and then move on to another set and then decide. That way, maybe I can get a broader idea of the number that Botto is producing. Because I think every given week, if I'm not mistaken, Botto is producing hundreds of new fragments, right?
Yeah, 350 new ones are added every single week, and 349, if I'm correct, are called.
Yeah, but I definitely love the new apps. Shout out to you guys for being able to vote without having to sign anything. Like that's a really nice.
Nobody liked the second signature.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Noah, I see you're us up on stage. How you doing? Did I smash that unmute button?
I know Noah has some interesting ideas where you just mentioned Sync around having more possibilities. Hopefully he will be able to come on stage because his ideas were great. I took some notes. One of them was like a deck of cards type of interface where you could seamlessly move them around and basically order, sort the ones you liked better. Like that's a rough idea, and you would be able to much better explain that than me.
I think I get it. I don't want to mutilate Noah's idea on stage, but I guess my assumption is you have that deck of cards, you rank order them, and then either VP is from the available VP that you have or a specified amount of VP, they're automatically allocated based on how you've ordered your deck of cards.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think directionally that's what we want to do. I think I'll just happily say it here. We are blessed with an incredibly the front-end developer in the form of Agoo. And these are the types of things that we will be able to concept and bring to life. I'm just going to invite you to the stage again now. But these are the type of things that we can bring to life. And what we want to do is, I think everybody's heard of the idea of the lab, right? So we want to set up a more custom test environment within the existing app where we can play with all these newer forms or newer types of interactions. For example, the idea that you of Noah's that you paraphrase her, and I probably paraphrased even harder. It's certainly a possibility, right? I think it's just a question of which ideas do we want to pursue, right? Why do we want to pursue them? I think there are infinite amounts of ways to vote, and I honestly think the more the merrier. I also think, so just a little bit of context, especially to any developers listening in, we released an API for Botto, a read-only version, so you could fetch and data analysis the whole of Botto, I think over nearly 2 years ago at this point, a year and a half ago at least. The new version, because we've basically redone the majority of the endpoints for the new app and we've restructured the whole, like the API in general, like this opens or paves the way to decentralized front ends, right? So bringing these to life, especially with the help of AI, I don't know if anyone's tried v0.dev, but it's amazing for building out front ends or hacking them together. I definitely recommend it. It's by Versal. But bringing these types of front ends to life and new experiences to life are totally within the realm of possibility and something that we can iterate quite quickly on. I think it's just a case of choosing which and developing a proof of concept. But I digress. Noah, nice to see you on stage. Have you finished the mute button?
I don't know. Can you guys hear me?
Okay. How you
doing? Oh, good. Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm good. It's good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah, no, just real quick, the thing I was thinking about with the, as Vero mentioned, the idea of sorting the cards, I guess, is one possibility. Just essentially a quick filter where you'd sort it by the amount of points that you've given it. Just really quick, I just looked. I don't think that's implemented in there, is it?
The cards, when you say cards, you're referring to fragments in the existing like views available. So we have we have the feed view, right? Like your favorite mobile app, that's the feed view. And then you have a grid view, which is available on desktop, which puts them in lines of, or columns and rows of three or four, depending on how big your screen is. You're talking about being able to filter within those.
Yeah, I mainly use it on the computer. So just when I speak to it, I'm talking about that. But yeah, just because I allocate a certain number of points to it, it'd be nice if I could see which ones I've allocated the most points to. Just as an additional way to filter or sort it, I think it'd be nice.
Okay.
But that's just a small thing. I think the bigger overhaul that I'd like to see, which I've written to Vero several times about, is if instead of the voting system, if instead of actively giving it your points, let's say you have 1,000 points to give out, and I just take the time and I look through, say, the first 100 fragments, and I'm like, oh, I want to assign 100 to this one, 50 to that, etc. By the time I get through those first 100, I may have run out of points, and then it's, well, what do I do? I don't want to go back and take points away. That's the biggest problem I've run into with this, because I'd like to continue looking through them, but if I've run out of points, then it's a hassle to go back, say, oh, let me take some away from this other one that I like, but maybe I want to put these ones down 20% or something. I find that to be an issue, especially when it comes to the leaderboard, since you've changed the way the leaderboard works where I could see it at any time or even then. Then there's an incentive to say maybe just not really use all of my points until the final time, which may be good or bad. But anyways, a potential solution to this I thought of would be, instead of actually allocating the direct points, if you allocate a, I don't know what it'd be called, but like a percentage. So you could be like, I like this one 20%, I like that one 30%, 40%, etc. In the same way that the rewards are distributed at the end of the week. You could be like, oh, right, add up all of your percentages and then distribute all of your VP accordingly. And that way you could say, go through, and then if you look at the leaderboard, you're like, oh, I rated this one at a 20%, but it's, I really want to allocate more of it to boost it, if you will. You could move that slider up and it would automatically adjust all of the other ones that you'd voted on.
Yeah, that's a super interesting take. Like revisiting my earlier discussions with Pablo, who's the our designer in residence, and I do the VP slider. We were first back and forthing on whether it should be percentage based. So I think proof in the pudding, I think it's the type of thing that would you would definitely be keen on. I think others may be as well. I think we always imagine it as allocating a percentage of your total VP, but you are referring to allocating a percentage of your VP, but per artwork. I'm not 100% sure how to describe the difference, but I think I do understand.
Yeah, essentially, just like the active rewards where everyone votes their full amount of VP and then it's distributed based on their percentage, like the same general concept where you'd vote on a percentage. And then at the end, after you voted, all the ones that you voted on, your entire VP count gets distributed based on that ratio or whatever.
And then if you were to, obviously you would want to incrementally adjust the percentages as you're voting, right? Do you not run into the same or similar problem that you've just exhausted all your VP?
No, because you would, let's say you have 100 VP and you vote on 10 fragments and they're all, you like them all the same amount, like whatever the amount is, you like them all 100% and you like them all 5%. At the end, when it comes time to distribute it, they all get distributed equally. But if, say, one of those 10 you liked a lot more than the other 10, then it would, at the end of the week or whatever,
right,
it would be all of your VP to that one more, what percentage-wise. Let's say you get that, give that a score of 9, you give all the others a score of 1, you know, whatever, I don't know what that adds up to, but whatever 9 divided by 18 or something, or whatever the total of your points given mathematically, it makes sense to me, but it's hard to explain. But the total of your percentage or your points given then becomes a ratio. So each one, each fragment gets a sort of ratio of your total.
I understand. But I think I understand. And the submission of votes only occurs not at the end of the session, but at the end of the round.
Correct. I can imagine there'd be a sort of live submission so that we could still see the leaderboard the same way. In the back end, you could sum up everybody's, I voted on 10, so all of my VP gets distributed to those 10 fragments. Someone else has voted on 100, and so all of their VP gets distributed to that. And in the end, in the back end, it's still a VP allocation to determine the leaderboard. But the way that my VP gets distributed is based on my particular ratio.
Right. That's interesting. I don't think we've explored that route before. Okay. I like the idea. More ways to vote and different ways to allocate. I think these are very personal choices. And I'm fully aware. I just want to highlight the fact that we have 2 developers on board at the moment. So we may be a little slow on finding the right things to implement. But yeah, these are the types of things that generally we would want to act on, just to test the water, see if there is interest in this type of, I would call it maybe like relative percentage voting. I actually wouldn't know how to label this, but
yeah, it'd be interesting if people had, say, the option of doing it. It wasn't like the whole thing, but you could still, like Sync said, just write in the number you want, which I think is also super helpful. That would be nice to have here. Or you could do it the traditional way, or maybe you could just have a different way to allocate your VP.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's just a matter of options.
Bandwagoning on what Sync mentioned, the user input field of being able to just input how much VP you will spend on one specific fragment. Simon mentioned the same friction when he first started using the new app. I think, I know Sync has, I know a couple of others, and the DAO have mentioned it. We moved away from that under the product working group consensus that we wanted people to be making choices less bound to VP, but still weighted where they feel like they can very quickly adjust their impact on voting relative to how much VP they have. That's why we landed on the slider. I think that granularity of user inputs is something that we are incredibly comfortable with because we've been using it for 2+ years on the old app. I would be unafraid of us, I think, re-implementing it probably under other settings. So that's something that we are looking to expand, right? So settings as a concept, if you click the cogwheel when you're in the app right now, it's quite straightforward. There are like 4 or 5 settings that you can play with, including the range for your slider and the double tap to vote. But we want to introduce things like enabling input field, right? And then it just stickies to the bottom of your screen on mobile. The friction with mobile is always an issue because the moment you introduce an input field on mobile, it takes up a large proportion of your screen, of the viewport. So think, I surmise that you are probably a desktop voter, right? Did I get that right?
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah. So you will never encounter that issue of your iPhone or your Android phone taking up 40% of the viewport because you want to enter some numbers and then everything is jumping on your screen. Like the reason why we were like, okay, the left-right comparison isn't working was mainly because it was, as far as we could tell and try, impossible to accommodate from a design perspective. So maybe it's something worth having on desktop. And it translated also to the input field and the jumpy behavior. It wasn't necessarily a positive experience. But on desktop, those issues don't exist. And if there's strong user preference, adding a small input field that's sticky to the bottom of your desktop window, where you can just add the number and double tap, I think that's probably a huge value. That also solves the friction that you feel, Vero, that you flagged earlier in the conversation, right? You mentioned that going to settings, adjusting those input fields for either the double tap to vote or your sliders felt a little laborious, right? That there were one too many steps. So that's a way to accommodate it without overpopulating the user interface, which is something that we are always very wary of. But yeah, it's great. Great. I think this type of feedback is fantastic. I wonder, everyone on stage, you know, I think these kind of conversations are really cool. I wonder whether we want to do these types of things with the product working group. We have spoken about it once or twice, but just open arena. We have the kitchen, which we do every Friday at 11 Eastern. But if we just focus on product and chat product and people share ideas, we have a Figma with a bunch of components lying around. It's quite easy to visualize everybody's ideas. But I don't know if there's appetite for this. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it's helpful. I think the user experience is probably one of the critical areas to make sure that there's alignment between the product group and the people that are actually the broad diverse audience of potential users. Like you mentioned, some are using it on desktop, some are on mobile. Maybe that's a consideration to incorporate in the settings, is being able to adjust between a mobile version of the app versus a desktop version of the app. Like with Discord, when I use Discord on my phone, when I log in, I can't access the town hall unless I switch on my browser on Chrome to a desktop. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. The mobile version of Discord will not allow you to access like a town hall discussion or something. You have to switch to the desktop version and then you can use it. So it's an interesting kind of being able to switch back and forth to access certain features. So maybe that's something to consider for the Bottos app, or hey, if you want to have that multi-view fragment view, it's very hard for us from the product team perspective to accommodate this on a mobile version, but hey, we've created a desktop version for the app and here you go.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. I hear you. I think we have done exactly as you've described. And in some cases, I think the best example of that is the grid view. So on desktop, you can access that 3x3 column row grid that I was referring to and back and forth with Noah. I think there will be more of that over time, strictly because of design choices. But yeah, like generally speaking, yes, I think where we can accommodate on desktop, if we can accommodate it on mobile, great. But if it's a clear feature and value add for all desktop users, we would definitely want to. Like right now, I think there are, Vero, correct me if I'm wrong, and this is based on the feedback survey, and I think analytics data, majority of users has overwhelmingly been desktop. I know there are some users like Vanto who are exclusively mobile. And funnily enough, Vanto was still asking for the left and right voting on mobile, which is like actually translates to up and down voting, right? What I mean by that is you have the artwork above and then you have to scroll down and see the artwork below. That kind of cognitive dissonance view that think you are like, hey, maybe we can bring it back. A mobile user also asked for that. And I think these are the types of considerations we have to make. I just wonder, I think it might be helpful to be hosting more open conversations strictly about product in the coming few months, because there are a lot of features that we are actively adding and looking to add. We know that there's appetite for some. Something we've lost, I think, in this V2 of the app is hotkeys, but we know we are going to implement them, but we will implement them in a completely different way. So if you are a gamer or inclined to using hotkeys on your user interface, like, you know, but just copy-pasting or whatever apps you use, you'll be able to do that on Botto, right? But we'll do that server-side, so that basically means when you save the settings and you log on to another device, those hotkeys also exist on the other device, which is similar to majority of games that exist right now. They all store it, like, they store all your user settings within their DB as opposed to just locally caching them, which is how the old app worked. But yeah, I digress. I went off on a bit of a tangent.
Could I make two more suggestions? I had random things in my head. I was thinking two things. One, is there any way the grid could be either bigger or just make the pictures bigger? Like, I have a really big monitor. I like to look at it in grid view, but when I maximize it, it only gets so big. It could get a lot bigger.
Let me get a little technical. What's your aspect ratio? What dimensions is your browsing on?
Aspect ratio, I don't know. It's a 38-inch monitor.
Like one of those Samsung Neo G5s or whatever they're called?
Just a nice ViewSonic curved screen.
Okay. I know which one. Yeah, okay. And what's happening there is basically the grid is being confined to the middle of your screen, right? That's what's happening.
Right. Yeah, it's 3840 by 1600.
So
not everyone's in that position.
No, I know, like, I go about this all the time because I have a 20-width like browsing experience. Definitely not as widescreen as you. I think you're like on 32.9. I think it's just accounting for the easiest way to solve that is more artworks. So you have more rows and columns. But if you're struggling to see like artworks, maybe it's a case of scaling. We made the conscious choice not to necessarily scale all the UI components because then it becomes very granular in terms of optimizations. And
yeah,
maybe you can take a screenshot for me. I'm just curious. I can simulate it in DevTools, but
yeah, I'll take a screenshot and send it to you. Essentially, I'd love to have more items in the grid fill up the screen, but then again, I have to look left and right, which is like physically left and right, which could be annoying. But, or just keep the center, but just make the art a little bigger.
Maybe plugging in what Sync mentioned, being able to control or how many artworks are on your screen at any given time may actually be a very cool value add, right? So imagine you choose with your screen size, you choose a 2x2 grid, so 4 artworks that appear at any given time, and then you're forced to scroll. But then you don't have to look left and right so much. You can spend most of the left and right looking at praising the actual fragment as opposed to looking at all the padding and margins. Maybe that's an avenue. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And the other thing I was thinking, it'd be interesting, along with the suggestion I made about sorting it by the number of VPs that you assigned it or whatever. If there's a way that you could simply do a no vote, that makes sense. Yeah, but I don't like it, or I don't like it, but I also don't like it. So I'd rather just be like, I don't want to see this one again. Because you have a way to sort it by things you voted on.
Interesting. Like abstaining from a vote.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't want to see this one again, but I'm actively choosing not to negative or positive vote for them.
The question then becomes, why do you not want to see it?
Imagine if I'm going through the grid, And I'm going through and I voted on a few. If I want to continue next time where I've left off, since there are so many objects or fragments, If I simply click on the ones that I haven't voted on, it's going to show me those again. So in the instance where I just want to be like, I've seen it, I don't care for it, but I don't, not like I care enough to not care for it and vote it down, which is, I don't care, it's whatever, it's there. Let me just move on. And next time I pick it up, I can be like, let me see all the ones I haven't seen before.
I think here, one of the questions is really like player alignment, right? Like, why are we voting in the first place? Theoretically, it's to select the artwork that, or the fragment that will be most like or has the best chance to be successful at auction. Right? That is the core of why we're voting. And if you see an artwork or fragment where you're like, I don't care much for it, the question then becomes, why don't I care much for it? And then if it continuously shows up on your feed, one way to control for it, in a way, but I like nuance, but I think I get your point, is to download it. But then if you come back and you're scrolling through all the artworks that you've uploaded, especially if you're exhausting VPs, right, you will inadvertently come across that artwork you had to download to get it out of your not voted filter or something. So I think the question becomes, if we do introduce an abstain feature, what does it do to the artwork? Because I would assume that abstaining on an artwork likely, and maybe I'm being too absolutist here, likely means because you don't care much for it, it's not a very good artwork. Ergo, you should download it. It's a very meta UI choice, or UX choice rather. But I also understand that if you just keep seeing the same artwork, you're just like, I don't want to see this one. Don't show it to me for the rest of the round. Maybe that's the angle.
It's saying you have the filter for things the filter actually, if you look at it. It's voted and not voted, right? But you also provide the ability to double click to do a quick vote. It's essentially like saying, I want to double click to do a zero vote. It's like the third option. Just that way it's marked that you have voted on it. But I don't want to take the time to actually use the slider to go -1 or +1.
So you would likely use a hotkey to filter it out of view.
Yeah. But again, I like to look at it in the grid. So I don't know how you do a hotkey with the grid, but there's just some sort of way that.
Yeah. It's a point and click or point and action, right?
Yeah.
So you could theoretically hover over it and click M, let's say M for mute or H for hide or whatever your own preference is. Mm. And then maybe it just dumps it into another filter, like abstained or hidden.
Yeah. Or even just voted, essentially. It is voting. It's just a vote of zero. Just an easier way to do that.
I know exactly what you mean. I just know that our backend wouldn't agree with you there. But I do know. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, conceptually, very interesting. I wonder, and hopefully everybody tuning in on this chimes in on the idea. Yeah, I see Rick in the town hall chat. He mentions instead of abstain, maybe it's a remind me later. I think that's probably a better angle for it. But I think anybody chiming in, this is a very interesting point. I wonder what everybody thinks. Because it's the first time, I think you're the first person to bring this up. I think maybe it's a friction point that the DAO experiences and their voting. I know certainly repeated fragments is a friction point. There's a technical reason why, right? But irrespective of repeated fragments, you're talking about the ones that you just keep seeing because you're voting between sessions, or you have more than two or three sessions or one or two sessions throughout the round. Yeah. Definitely want to hear more.
Yeah, just like you mentioned, there are so many fragments that are made every week. I'd love to see them all. It's just I don't have that much time to devote to it in one particular session. And I want to go through it in grid view again, which is what I prefer. And I just like to be like, I've seen that one. I don't want to have to scroll through all of these again.
So something, the way the new UI was set up was that 50 artworks are loaded once you hop into the UI, and these artworks are randomized by the endpoint. So whatever's returned by that endpoint, an array of artworks, and then they render on your front end, your user interface. In the past, the way it worked was if you logged in at the start of a new round, it would prioritize artworks with a score of 100 and new artworks that appear. have a score of 100 by default because they just haven't been voted on. So actually, those 350 that are added at the beginning of each round are the ones you would see first in the user interface. Now, that doesn't necessarily happen. And I think that's a friction point that you're experiencing in the kind of, and I'm highlighting here. It's not exactly what you mean. I think it's part of why you bring it up. Maybe it's a case of introducing a filter, or no, maybe even a sort newest first.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you can imagine such a way where it's like, for me, as a, with my, whatever code, my user name or whatever, if there's a random sort at the very beginning and I always see them in the same order, so that way I could say initially scroll down to where I left off or yep. something like that. So it's always in the same order. So essentially it's, I just want to jump off and see new ones next time I log in. That's the overall goal of what I'm trying to get at.
Pablo flagged that he was quite keen on introducing like a pick up where you left off, where, for example, either it throws you in after you first started the round, it maybe throws you into the not voted filter as the default. But we felt that may be a little misleading or confusing for a user who's returning, unless maybe a modal pops up and it literally says pick up where you left off with a short explanation. Right. This is certainly, I think we've moved slightly away from the initial idea of abstaining or voting zero on something just to get it out of the view. But I think point heard loud and clear. One thing I want to mention was that I think this town hall, apologies for everybody who's chimed in or tuned in or will be tuning in. We're running out of time, but I think this product combo is really cool. We will deliver async updates, I think, by the end of the week to keep everyone up to speed.
Anyway, thanks for letting me chime in there.
Yeah, of course. No, really appreciate it. Vero, do we have anything else we want to flag? I'm trying to recollect what I wanted to mention. It was also product-related.
Product-related?
Yeah. If only you were a mind reader, Vero.
It's my way.
Yeah, all very good points made by Noah, I think. Rick as well in the town hall.
Yeah. Chat. Feel like the abstain of seeing a fragment for 24 hours for a set time. Overall, listening to everyone, it made me think how we're just at the beginning of making the fragment discovery experience a little better and in a way that caters to the user personas and in a way that is just joyful and it solves some of these problems that were highlighted by mainly Sync and Noah. But yeah, it would be really great to perhaps have those separate sessions for product and even showcase or live test some of the new sandbox features that perhaps are part of the lab. But yeah, I can't really think of anything else.
I recollected what I wanted to mention, and it was a bit of a plug to the roadmap, something that we highlighted last year. It's something that also maybe relates to Noah, just the cuff random idea. Noah mentioned exhausting VPs. I am sure he is probably not alone in exhausting VPs throughout the round. And then having to make that fourth choice of, do I reallocate my VPs? Which ones do I reallocate from? Oh, I have to revisit all the ones I've voted on now. Right. I think it's a friction point for a lot of DAO members. The question is, how can you diffuse the idea of that friction? So once you've exhausted your VP, what should happen next? I think that's a large unanswered question. How I tie it into the roadmap is last year, we talked about the advent of this being multiplayer. Right. Botto and everything we do as a DAO on platform is distinctly multiplayer, but it doesn't necessarily feel like it. The question then becomes, what is the appetite for seeing what others have voted on? I know that there's appetite to see how others are earning relative to how they vote. So that is something that is being worked on. But generally speaking, that appetite to see what others are voting on could also translate into, I would hope to think, forward-thinking solutions where there are problems with people exhausting their VPs and not knowing what to do after. I'm beating around the bush. I think one example I want to give is, imagine you exhaust your VPs, and instead of being able to cast more votes with more VP, which kind of goes against the grain of what we're doing, you can actually start recommending to others. And then maybe this populates on the dashboard. We're exploring, I think, 20, 30 different dashboard features and or multiplayer encapsulating features. That is one example. I wonder what people's thoughts are. Anyone in the audience as well, feel free to chime in. I think, generally speaking, being able to interact with others natively on platform, as well as centralizing a lot of the information and happenings of Botto, improvements to the platform, events of the artist, they could also be fed more natively into the platform. And events of the artist are more DAO-centric discussions and or decisions that are being made relating to Botto's career, right? So think like for Snapshot, embedding that on platform is straightforward. It takes time, but it is relatively straightforward. Snapshot have an API. Directly, that's where we want to head, but concept of multiplayer extends vastly beyond governance here. So that's what I'm really getting at.
No, that's super interesting. And I was actually thinking when I was listening to Noah on being able to better allocate his VP is, I think I digress too. I have a couple of notes here. Perhaps the notion that your VP being exhausted is not necessarily a bad thing. And it gives us an opportunity to add mechanisms for people to add more VP or to collaborate with others to be able to continue voting. Not sure if that's a solution to that problem, but it could be one of those. The other one could be the percentage or different ways to better and more seamlessly allocate VP.
I think it's an extension of experience. I think that's what we're really talking about.
Yes.
Noah's friction point was, I finished voting and now I have to make a forced choice of revisiting my votes. All my experience just ends here and it's waiting until the new round begins. I think just by nature of design, that's not necessarily a terrible thing, right? We're not in a bad place, but I do certainly think it's an area of improvement and it's something that we could probably highlight and think of creative ways in which DAO members can interact with one another more. Or you have a unique opportunity to influence or impact around even beyond your VPs. The inverse also applies with the V1 of the app. All the early bird voters who came in at the start of the round were inadvertently influencing, because of this scoring convention, they were influencing what would be shown to others later in the round. So the tastemakers were actually appearing earlier in V1. Based on how the API, or rather the endpoint, handles the distribution of the first 50 that you see on the new app, that doesn't necessarily exist anymore. But it was, going back to the very start of the town hall, ritualistic of certain DAO members to just hop in at the beginning of the round, share their favorites, influence and impact others. Right? So the inverse can also apply here at the end of the round. I would assume DAO members would be keen to share their experience, share their favorites, which they already do throughout the round. You know, the curation channel is always buzzing. So if you haven't seen it, hop into curation and you can see what everyone else is voting on. But yeah, I think that's my point. That's my 2 cents. Okay, cool. This was a very product-centric town hall. Really appreciated everybody hopping on stage. We'll definitely pass more async updates towards the end of the week, likely on Friday, I think 1 p.m. Eastern, around that time. We're very grateful for everybody who opted and participated. And anybody who's listening in, don't be afraid to just reignite some of the conversations that happened in this town hall just on Discord. If you're a bit shy, feel free to send a DM with some of your feedback. Would love to see it in the feedback channel otherwise. Or like I think most of us do, just write it in general chat, because let's be honest here, most of us need general chat or almost anything and everything. So just want to hear from everyone. And yeah, so thank you so much for tuning in. Sorry, Aaron.
No, I was just going to say, I think these town halls are perhaps never that product centric, never that conversation centric. So I think it's good to, this is a good example of how more DAO members can come in and have a more informal conversations from time to time, even though this is recorded and perhaps not so great to be so conversational. But yeah, I think it was great to have more DAO members who are giving their feedback.
Yeah, yeah, likewise. We host this office hours in this channel called The Kitchen every Friday at around 11 Eastern, if I'm correct. So we do this all the time, but I think doing it in town hall as well is never, in my opinion, never a bad thing. I think delivering textual updates so that it's kind of quick, crystal clear, and then we can go to the, I think, for me at least, I love products, so juicier parts, conversations. Yeah, I think it's a very warranted thing. Thank you so much, everyone. Take good care. And the next town hall will be next week. So short wait. Thanks, everyone. See ya.
Thank you. See ya.